At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Waiver Wire Week 6 edition. We are talking about the tight ends. And trust me, it is very loose. It's ugly. Very ugly. But last week, I told you to pick up Tucker Kraft. And boom, what does he do? Number 2 tight end on the week. Let's go. So that's kind of heat that you're getting around here. He was only 4% rostered as of last week. And now, insanely rostered. Let's go. I got 6 tight ends to talk about. And the tight end at the end, it's the sneakiest of all sneakiness. Someone who I guarantee is not on your radar. So make sure you hang around through all 6. The first guy here, Strange. Brenton Strange. Second year guy. He's only viable when Evan Engram is not playing. So Evan Engram, we didn't even know until Sunday if he was really going to play or not. I guess Saturday night they say he's unlikely to play. And so that's when I started reminding everyone it's a good matchup for whatever tight end plays against the Colts. And it's going to be the same moving forward for the Colts. Brenton Strange, I'd only pick him up if Evan Engram isn't going to play. But if Evan Engram does not play, it's another somewhat decent matchup for the tight ends. Now, I mentioned these tight ends in order of like how desperate you are at the position. Like my last one, very, very sneaky. Okay. Super, super sneaky. This guy's almost too sneaky. Mr. Charlie Kohler, the guy who gets a touchdown, 3 receptions, 64 yards, and outproduces Mark Andrews. It's weird. I don't even know what universe we are living in right now where you might even go consider picking up Charlie Kohler. But if you play in a deeper league, he might be someone to go pick up. I'm not even going to hit the drop for him because it's pretty ugly. But dude, 15 points last week. One of the top tight ends on the week. Crazy. My next guy here to pick up, Mr. Mo Alie-Cox. Now we've seen 2 versions of this guy. Big pause. We've seen Mo Alie big. And we've seen Mo Alie small.
It's usually long, Rufus, but it's a little cold out here. You understand?
If it is Flacco, I think he's going to be Mo Alie big, okay? We got to be paying attention to if it's Flacco or not. Because if it's Richardson, it's definitely going to be Mo Alie small. So we're not going to mess around too much with him unless we know that it's Flacco. But if it's Flacco,
pick him up!
Rostered in 0% of leagues, you threw down 11 points. If you have one of the few tight ends on bye, or you're injured, or you're just dealing with bullshit tight ends, Kate Otten's pretty bullshit. He really is. Only threw down 7 points this past week. But dude, tight ends are so bad that at least he's getting some kind of targets out there. And they're going up against the Saints this week. And the Saints, they've been giving up some points to tight ends. So Kate Otten,
pick him up.
I mean, every tight end is doing bad this year, so we got to keep that in mind. At least he's gotten some solid targets over the last couple games. I've got 2 more tight ends to talk about. Remember, my last one, sneakiest of the sneaky. You're going to destroy your league with this pick. But now Conklin, I told you to pick him up last week.
Pick him up!
He actually dropped in roster percentage, I think, because of the game. Like Minnesota, I think a lot of people thought that Minnesota is going to completely shut them down. But if you watch this channel, that Minnesota, one of the only ways that you move the ball on them is through the tight end spot. And Aaron Rodgers knew that too. 9 targets, the most that he's had of the season. And he had 6 receptions. And oh yeah, 55 yards. 55! Let's go. Tight ends suck. They really do. They're very loose. But Conklin, they got Buffalo this week. Buffalo, one of the only ways you can move the ball is over the middle, do the tight end spot. Pretty sure Aaron Rodgers would know that. And Conklin is mid as he and every other tight end has been. I think he's in for a lot of targets against Buffalo. So what are we going to do?
Pick him up.
Let's do it. Here comes the sneaky of the sneaky. Okay. Here we go. I'm going to talk very low so your workmates won't hear me talk about this guy because we are talking the sneakiest of the sneaky for tight ends. super, super sneaky, talking about Theo Johnson on the New York Giants. Yes, I know you don't know who that is. Theo Johnson, okay? The rook out there. He's been getting a decent amount of snaps throughout this whole time. This was finally it. This was finally the time that they unleashed him a little bit, giving him 5 targets. He got 5 receptions, 48 yards. They're going up against Cincinnati. He is getting the most snaps out of all the tight ends on the team. So this is the sneakiest play of all the tight ends. Don't tell nobody.
But don't tell nobody.
And there you have it. All the tight ends who may or may not be worth picking up, but we got to make moves nonetheless, because we got 6 teams on bye: the Chiefs, the Rams, the Dolphins, the Vikings. And even though Kelsey's like the only guy like on that list, we still need to keep making moves for these tight ends. Cause like I said, it's been very loose and it sucks. It really does. Like, this is literally the worst tight end season like ever. It's no cap. What are you going to do with these guys that I just mentioned?
Pick them up.
And what else are you going to do? You're going to hit that subscribe button. You're going to hit that like button. You're going to hit that comment. And you're going to remember that I am going to be your biggest fantasy resource for the year. That is no cap. I do this full time. And all the other guys out there who tell you all the bullshit, trust me, you're coming here to get real analysis, not just low hanging fruit. Do all that and more. Join our private fantasy community on Patreon. It is 420crew.com. You can join for free, but I recommend joining as a paid member. You get access to a lot of information. And go to 420crewmerch.com. Go support the mission. The thing that you should do right now, click on one of these videos that's popping up for the other waiver wire positions, and then rinse and repeat. Go check out all these videos, because I'm bringing the heat. Let's go.